Come in, please. Have a seat on the couch here, or the chair if you prefer. Don't be shy. No, it's okay to be shy. And to admit that you're shy. I'm the ship's counsellor, and like so many of the other counsellors in Starfleet, I'm a Betazoid. You don't need to hide anything from me, and it would be hard for you to do so even if you wanted to. I cannot tell Starfleet anything that happens in this room. But your shyness is not really typical of an Asari, especially one as comparatively young as you in your, shall we say, exploratory phase. Your people refer to it as your maiden stage. This must be a stressful time for you. First you left your homeworld, Thessia, behind to study at Starfleet. You're the first Asari to enrol at Starfleet, let alone graduate as well as you did. And now you're assigned to your first starship. You'll be travelling halfway across the quadrant in the opposite direction from any home you've known. I'll bet you're thinking that it's all a little much for the daughter of an Asari schoolteacher and a human farmer to get used to. Sorry, I did read your file, but don't be ashamed of your humble beginnings. Definitely don't be ashamed of the two mothers. There are so many different races in Starfleet, and so many ways to conceive a child. You know, of course, that Captain Picard grew up on a vineyard. Not everyone has to come from a far-flung colony or be third-generation Starfleet. Just between you and me, I think it's best if they aren't. We need all different types in Starfleet, and in the Federation as a whole. Me? Well, I'm a bad example, but my background is fair game, I guess. My family is basically Betazoid nobility. I have more titles than Saturn has moons. But I also have three older siblings, so it was easier for me to convince my parents to let me join Starfleet. As long as my sisters and brother stay alive, my parents have their heir and some spares. They didn't even find it worthwhile to arrange a marriage for me. Although my resistance to them doing so probably had something to do with that. I'm supposed to be the one asking the questions, but it's okay. I guess what made me join Starfleet isn't too different from what made you do it. I wanted to see the galaxy. To boldly go and all that. And, well, honestly, since it's all off the record in my office, I wanted to meet women that weren't Betazoid, that weren't nobility, and most definitely weren't handpicked by my parents. For someone so shy a minute ago, you're becoming more and more forward. No, it's okay. I like the fact that you're coming out of your shell a little. From my time with nobility, I'm used to women who wore themselves off, because the person inside's so horrible. It's refreshing to see something more pleasant when their barriers come down. But back to your question. Yes, you would be exactly the type of woman I was looking for when I left Beta Z. And that I did find, with some frequency. Betazoid men often fare well among the non-empathic species on a sexual level. Some might call it an unfair advantage. Just as with the edge it gives us as ship's counsellors. And sometimes, both advantages come together. Oh, sorry, you didn't know? Intimacy between a counsellor and patient is left to the discretion of the counsellor. And the patient, of course. Sometimes sexual therapy can be the best medicine of all for what ails someone. There are still rules to be followed, but it's not forbidden. But by the same token, I'm not a gigolo. Or meant to be some cheap thrill. I can prescribe any number of holodeck programs if that's all the patient needs. For what I've read, though, they don't really help an Asari too much. A holographic projection doesn't have a mind you can link to during sex. But we've gotten sidetracked a bit. This first meeting was supposed to be about you, the bright and shiny new ensign. Telling me about herself, and letting me get to know you a little better. Although our little derailment did seem to relax you quite a bit. But at the same time, it aroused you. Look, I have to ask, since this seems relevant. Your records at Starfleet show a lot of studying and groups you were in. I don't imagine that left a lot of time for a boyfriend or girlfriend, did it? No, I didn't think so. Did you ever avail yourself of any of the holo programs? Yes, I know they were illegal at the Academy, but that's never stopped people. I know they don't do all that much for an Asari, but they may have been better than nothing. No? So, in the last few years, you haven't been physically intimate with anyone? Well, that could perhaps be the source of your stress now, and shyness, and also your elevated hormonal levels. I came across a wonderful, if crude, expression from the 20th century on Earth. She needs to get laid. Yes, somewhat blunt. For a very repressed society, which is why it works so well as an expression for them. But I think perhaps it's good advice for you. So I can definitely prescribe a holo program for you. But I don't think that's going to really help. I don't find them all that satisfying myself because I can't sense anyone there empathically. But you're young, at least by Asari standards, very attractive, and just the right shade of blue that drives a lot of people wild. I think you could find a willing therapist for you in no time. No, I find you very attractive, actually, and intriguing on many levels. I'm not trying to direct you to your crewmates because of any shortcomings on your part. Were we meeting under less professional circumstances, I'd be more aggressive. But, as I said before, intimacy with a patient is something that requires great delicacy. Oh, that sad look in your eyes. If I weren't an empath, I would think that you were being coy or trying to manipulate my emotions, but I can sense your honesty and innocence. Your fear of rejection and your desire for, well, for me. But beneath that surface, I can also feel the innate sexuality of your race. It's even stronger than in mine. I won't probe any deeper than that out of respect for your privacy and fear of what more intense sensuality might bring out in me. I mean, well, yes, I'd like to. I'd love to, really. But I am a counsellor. I don't normally sleep with that many patients. And never on a first session. No matter how incredibly much I may want to. But it's not expressly forbidden. Counsellors are given a great deal of leeway in our work. Under the right circumstances, I think it might be the preferred treatment. And today, given your unique situation, perhaps the best treatment would be something more intimate. Wait, I was just thinking aloud. That wasn't an invitation for you to start taking off your uniform, revealing a really, really nice body. Oh, and the lustful feelings pouring out of your mind. Your mind and body are making it awfully hard for me to say no. Maybe just this once. We're both healthy adults, and both from a very sexual species, with healthy attitudes towards mating. As long as we both recognise that this is just a one-time thing, for therapeutic purposes. I don't see the harm. Is that little dance instinctual to your people, or something you learn? I've seen it before, but never this close. Your people are known across the Alpha Quadrant for things like that dance, and your sexiness. Almost all the Dabu girls are Asari now. My pants. Oh, of course, sorry, I think I'll just take everything off. I wouldn't want you to feel self-conscious about being the only naked one here. Now I'm as naked as the day I'll be married. Computer? Dim the lights. Okay. Computer, restore lighting to a previous level. For someone so shy a few minutes ago, you've become surprisingly aggressive. Not that I'm complaining at all. I just think it shows just how valuable this therapy could be. This couch isn't really designed for someone to lie down on, though, let alone two people. My quarters aren't too far away. We could just put our clothes back on, or we could maybe wrangle a site-to-site transportation. Or, yes, you could just crawl into my lap straddling me. Computer. Lower room temperature by 2 degrees centigrade. It's definitely warmer in here, right? Before we go too far, are you entirely okay with this? I should get you to verbally agree to consent for treatment. Just to be, a professional? Or sinking yourself down onto me is good too. Actually, it's not just good, it's incredible. There's so many different humanoid species in the Alpha Quadrant of different colours and cultures, different facial structures, but we always seem to be sexually compatible. Your species doesn't even have males, yet your bodies fit perfectly with ours. Even more perfectly than women from our own races. And even more than that, you know just how to mate with a man. To move your body up and down on mine. How to pleasure a man and take pleasure from him. Two, you have instincts that never should have developed in your race, but I am oh so grateful that they did. And your body, I can run my hands all over it. Your back, your breasts, your hips and ass. It all feels like the ideal woman to me. Not at all alien, but unnaturally beautiful. Sorry, I can't hold back anymore. I want to be the one fucking you now. Let's roll over a bit, and you sit on the edge of the couch, with me kneeling between your legs. Ah, yes. Now I can thrust myself into you. Again. And again. While you lean back. I can smother those beautiful, bountiful blue breasts with kisses as you bury your fingers in my hair. And my cock buries itself in you. Over and over. Yes. I do want to embrace eternity with you. Meld your nervous system into mine. Just as I reach out my mind to yours. We'll be joined at three levels, perhaps more thoroughly than any two individuals ever have been. Oh, the pleasure is unbearable. Not just in my own body, but I can feel it in yours too. I can feel the ecstasy I'm giving you, and it amplifies my own. But I can feel what I'm feeling too. It's like we're caught in the sexiest feedback loop ever. I do want this moment to last for eternity, but I can't fight with my own instincts to finish this. To come in you. And with you. Yes. I've never had it be like that, but I don't know if a Betazoid and Asari have ever made love before. There's nothing in the archives about it, and what just happened was definitely noteworthy. All of my senses are still overwhelmed, but I can sense that this was not ordinary for you, either. Maybe it's presumptuous of me, but I think this therapy should continue. But it would be more than therapy. It would be research into Betazoid-Asari sexual relations. This is really something I think needs to be explored. For the sake of science, of course. Computer? Schedule a reoccurring appointment with the Ensign for every day. Oh, and cancel my appointments for the rest of this afternoon. These first counselling sessions can drag on for hours.